This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim haba, and welcome everyone. We're learning, Daf HaShavua, we're continuing with Maseches Ksubos, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. This is the Erev Purim edition of Ksubos. What could be better than the night of Tainus Esther to learn Chaf Vav Amud Aleph and Ksubos? Esther would want us to be learning Daf Chavav Amud Aleph in Maseches Ksubos. The Gemara just had a question. The Gemara made two statements. The Gemara said that Rebbe and Reb Chiya, one brought up a kid through the testimony of his father to Kuhuna, and one allowed a brother to testify about another brother. We proved Rebbe was the one who brought up a son based on the testimony of the father, and now all we're left to, we're assuming that Reb Chiya brought up one brother based on another. But the Gemara asks, why would Reb Chiya allow one brother to testify about another? If you can't testify about a son because a son is related, so then a brother is also related. What's the difference between a son and a brother? Says the Gemara, "B'meisiach lafi tumai." We happen to be talking about a case where a brother, in the course of conversation, testified about his brother. But the truth is that, by the same token and for the same rationale, a father could testify about a son. It just happens to be the case of Meisiach Lafi Tumai in the course of conversation was such that one brother testified about another brother. Ki hada amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, like Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Maisa ba'adam echad, there was a story about a person, Shaya Meisiach Lafi Tumai, he was in the course of conversation, va'amar, and he said, Zechorni, I remember, kishani tinoik, when I was a child, u'murkav ha'ksefo shal abba, and I was riding on the shoulders of dad, and he took me out of yeshiva. Tosfos says, that's necessary, because maybe you would say, the fact that this person is about to testify that he ate truma doesn't mean he's a kayin. It could be he's an eved, the eved of a kayin. So he's saying, no, he took me out of yeshiva, so he's clearly not an eved. V'hivshituni es kutanti, he took off my clothing, v'hit biluni, and he dunked me in the mikvah, le'achol b'tshuma b'erev. Rav Chiya mesayim ba, Rav Chiya concluded that he said, v'chaveri b'dili mimeni, and my friend separated from me, v'hayu koirin oisi, and they called me, Yoichanan oichel chalois, Yoichanan who ate chalois, v'he'aleu Rebbe l'kuhuna alpiv. And Rebbe brought him up to Kuhuna based on his testimony. So basically this demonstrates that Meisiach Lefi Tumai is a believability. V'hayu. Okay, so that's the situation where Reb Chiya allowed one brother to testify about another brother in a situation of Meisiach Lefi Tumai. Tanya, we learned in a brayse. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer. Reb Shimon Elazar says, "Kishem shetruma chazaka lekuhuna." Just like truma is a chazaka for kuhuna, just like eating truma demonstrates one is a kain. Kach maserishin chazaka lekuhuna. So too, maserishin is chazaka for kuhuna. Now that's odd because maserishin is eaten by a Levi. Any of you guys kohanim or Leviim? Or we go through this every week. You never know. Once you learn Yevamis and a good chunk of Ksuvis, maybe somebody became a Levi or a Kohen or something. Why isn't anybody laughing? Maybe because I don't hear you. You're muted. But you're probably... Okay. No, it's not because not funny. Lewis says you're not laughing because it's not funny. Okay. But the Gemara says that just like Truma is a Raya to Kuhuna, so too Maiserishan is a Raya to Kuhuna. Says the Braisa, v'hacholik bebezdin einoi chazaka. Someone who it's distributed to him, truma in bezdin, that is not a chazaka. The Gemara later is going to ask, well, if it's not a chazaka in bezdin, then where is it a chazaka? I mean, if there's anywhere in the world where distributing truma should be a chazaka, it should be bezdin. But now the Gemara asks, Maiserishain de Levi, who Maiserishain belongs to the Levi. How could you say it's a chazaka for kuhuna? Says the Gemara. Kibbur Elazar ben Azariah. like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa, Truma l'kayin, Truma belongs to, Truma goes to the Kayin, Ma'aserishin l'Levi. Ma'aserishin goes to Levi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Truma goes to a Kayin, Ma'aserishin goes to a Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, no, Ma'aserishin af l'Kayin. Truma goes to a Kayin, Ma'aserishin also goes to a Kayin, to a Levi and a Kayin. Says Gemara, okay. That doesn't mean only a kain. Emer the Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah af lekain. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only said it goes also to a kain. Lekain v'loy Levi mi Amar. Did he say it only goes to a kain and not to a Levi? So Gemara says, yeah. In Basar de Kansinu Ezra, after Ezra kenast him. By the way, we just had last week, right? What was last week's Gemara? The Gemara said on Chaf Hei Amid Beis, then in the times of Ezra, not everybody went up, right? That's the last line on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph going on to Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Then times of Ezra, not everyone went up. Who remembers? How many Yidden went up in the times of Ezra? Let's go. Let's get into the Purim spirit. Who remembers? How many Jews came up in the times of Ezra? Like 40,000. I don't hear anybody. Maybe my volume is low. No. You're with me. 40,000 Jews, approximately. I think it was 41,600, but the pasuk says approximately 40,000. So Ezra was very upset that the Levium didn't come up. So what Ezra did was, it depends. According to Rabbi Akiva, that originally Ma'aserishin only went to the Levi. So then after Ezra put a knas on them, it went also to the Kohen. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that before it went to a Kohen or a Levi, after Ezra's knas, it went only to a Kohen. So the Gemara asks, Fidilma ikru v'yavule. But maybe, the halacha is, you're still allowed to give it to a Levi. There's no Kohen, you're allowed to give it to a Levi. So how could someone collecting Meiser, how is that definitive proof that they're a Kohen? Maybe the person happened to give it to a Levi. Amar of Chizus, Rav Chizus said, Hachma Eskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Kagan, Nimuchsuk Lam Bavua, the Haida Kainu. We're talking about where the person, we knew about this person's father that they're a Kayin. So there's no possibility they're a Levi. Vinafak Ale Kala, and a call went out, the Ben Grusho Ben Chalutzahu, that he was a Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. A call went out that he was a Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. So in other words, we know the father was a Kohen, but there's a possibility the father married a Grusha, and the kid is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and he's like Yisrael. And now we gave him Meiser. The Chalkul Eiladu Meiser Beis Hagronos. Levi, the love Levi here. A Levi? He's definitely not a Levi. The father's a Kohen. Ma'ikul Amemar. The concern is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu. So now, the fact that he's being given Meiser Rishon, we say as follows. Loimi boy, the man da Amar Ma'aserishin also lazarim. Certainly, according to the man da Amar, that Ma'aserishin Yisrael cannot be given. Deloy haviyavule. We never would have given to him if he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. So the fact that we're giving him Ma'aser shows that he's not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, according to the man da Amar, that Ma'aserishin is aser to azar. But even according to the man da Amar, the Ma'aserishin is mutter to azar. Ela afilu man damar ma'aserisha in mutter lazarim, hani mili lemisbak lehu. Even according to the man da Amar, ma'aserisha is permitted to a zar. That's only your a zar could eat it, but you can't distribute it publicly in a formal way to a czar. There's a machlokes, could a czar eat it? But even according to the man d'Amar, then a non-kohen could eat it. It's not like he could go to the silo and say, look, give me meiser. No, he's not entitled for it to be given to him. It's just that if somebody wants to give it to him after they've received it, they're allowed to, but he can't go and claim it. Avatar's chalukah lo yavale. Fine. Now we're going back to that which the Braisa said, that if you distribute truma in Bezin, it's not a chazaka. The Gemara asks on that. V'acholik bebezin ain't a chazaka. If you distribute truma in Bezin, it's not a chazaka. So the Gemara asks, I bebezin lo yav a chazaka, hech av a chazaka. If in Bezin it's not a chazaka, where is it a chazaka? I'm Rav Shesha, so Rav Shesha says, hachi kama. This is what it means to say. Hacholik truma benichse aviv, im achiv bebezdin, ain't a chazaka. One who divides truma in the possessions of his father with his brothers in Bezin, it's not a chazaka. So you know what the case is? The case is like this. You have a bunch of brothers. They have the same father, they have different mothers. Rumor goes out that the mother of one of the brothers is a grusha. And then he takes truma in the Beis Hagranois. Excuse me, in Bezdin. Bezdin is divvying up his father's money. Now, if he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he's not allowed to eat the truma, but he would own the truma because he inherits the father. So if you see brothers dividing with their brother in Bezdin, it's not a chazaka. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course it's not a chazaka. Why would it be a chazaka? The father owned it and the kid inherits it, but that doesn't mean the kid is not a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza. Says Gemara, Mahu de Tema, I would have thought, Midahanach la'achila, hainami la'achila. I would have thought, from the fact the other brothers are eating it, he was given the truma also to eat. Because the fact that he's dividing it with the other brothers who are legitimate, full-fledged kosher kaihanim, why would Bezdin divide the truma among all these brothers if one of the brothers can't eat it? Kamashmon, the chiddush is, Hanach la'achila ha'ilazvuni. These are eating it, and these are going to purchase it for sale. Meaning, he's just taking it to be able to sell it, but he's not actually going to eat it. Okay, now we're just going to start the next Gemara. The next Gemara is going on the Mishnah, I believe, on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not Maile L'Kuhuna P'yeyach. Reb Elazar says, that's only if nobody protests. That's only if someone protests. But if no one protests, we are Maile L'Kuhuna P'yeyach. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, we are Maile L'Kuhuna P'yeyach. So the Gemara asks, Reb Shimon Gamliel seems to be the exact same shita as Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Marian Maile L'Kuhuna P'yeyach. And Rabbi Elazar says, if there are no Irin, Malin, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says Malin, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Rabbi Lazar. Now, because when Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, when Rabbi Lazar says, where there no Irin, where Malin could not piyed echad, but if there are Irin, ain Malin, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says Malin, you can't say that Rav Shimon Gamliel, maybe you'll say, you know what the nafkamina is? Rav Shimon Gamliel holds your mala even against two edim. And Rav Elazar says, no, you're not mala against two edim. Because nobody would ever say your mala kuna piyed echad against two edim. So Rav Elazar must be saying, we're mala kuhuna against one aid. Says Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Rav Elazar, V'chi tema irur chadika benayu. If you're going to say the difference is if it's against one aid, Rav Elazar sabra irur chad. Rav Elazar says that there, if one aid protests, it's a good protest. Rav Shimon Gamliel sabar irur trei. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's only a good protest if two, meaning maybe the nafkamina is, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, we're mala lakuna piyed echad, even one aid. Even against one aid, and Rav Elazar says, not against one aid, but Ha'amar Rav Yochanan, everybody agrees that there's no such thing as a protest less than two people. So Rabbi Lezer could not possibly say that if one person protests, then we're not malin, because one protest is not halachically significant. We're going to hold it here. Maybe we'll do it Tuesday night. We'll see. Let's see what the matzav is. Okay, Bezus Hashem. Thank you very much for accommodating tonight. Have a wonderful night. Afrei lechem Purim. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov selah. Thank you very much. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.